Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It sounds like your theme song. We're going to call it the, you know, going forward, I know it's the Star Spangled Banner's a great song, right? It's very patriotic. We're going to start calling it the Rooster Spangled Banner, baby.
I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. I mean, every time the national anthem comes up in discussions, it's kind of a controversial thing, you know?
Not always.
I mean, after all, Colin Kaepernick lost his career solely because of that.
Yeah, you just had to take that to a dark place.
Just trying
to have fun with
just
you.
Just saying that.
Okay,
just saying.
The question on the table, I'm waiting for your response.
I'm a big fan of the Canadian national anthem.
How does that go?
I love the national. I love our.
Can you see ice?
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
How do you know that?
I know it because I've been watching hockey since I was 6 years old, Miles.
Oh, they sing that in hockey?
Miles,
that what happens?
You're Mr. NBA. You watch the Raptors all the time. They don't sing the Canadian national anthem for the Raptors?
Before the game.
Miles, you know, like, listen, you get some banchan wings. You settle down with you're a guy. Let me say if I got this right. You probably don't drink a beer, right? If you drink alcohol, it's probably some sort of exotic drink.
What?
Exotic drink?
What do you consider an exotic drink?
Exotic drink like some sort of fruity.
Whoa.
Tropical. Hang on.
Flagrant.
Fruity, tropical type.
Why?
Like Bahama Mama, Sunrise something or other.
What?
That type of thing.
Sunrise something or other.
I don't see you as a sit down on the couch, let your belly hang out, drink a beer. Type of basketball fan. I just don't see that in you. I see you very prim and proper.
So a Bahama Mama is prim and proper? I view that as a fail.
No, I wouldn't say that's prim and proper, but I wouldn't see you slamming down a beer.
No, I don't.
Prior to an NBA game or during an NBA game.
Do you drink Basil Hayden?
Ooh, no.
Woodford?
I've heard of some of these things. What is that, whiskey? I don't even know.
Skull Vodka, Dan Aykroyd's thing.
Oh, okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah, okay. I know vodka.
These are my things, and you're sitting here, you drink a Bahama Mama. What in the world? What? I don't even know what's in a Bahama Mama.
I'm just trying to mess with you.
How about you get back to answering my question? I want you to tell me the thing you'd like to see happen before or on July 1st.
All right, so here's the thing.
That one Zion in town.
I mean, if the Capitals were still alive, I'd clearly say
they're not
a second Stanley Cup.
I didn't
so
say
not.
What could you magically make happen.
Right.
Is that the question?
Well, I was just qualifying it.
Why did you even have to? They're done.
I was just qualifying it.
You know what?
It.
That brings me to something I got a problem with. And you're going to sit here and listen to this.
Whoa.
All you people on the Twitter, this time last year, this is what I was doing when the Capitals did this. Shut up! No one cares.
Wow.
Okay? No.
Are you saying took offense to my Evgeny Kuznetsov
happened last year? You celebrated last year through September, and that's part of the reason why they didn't make a run this year, because you were drinking too long.
Let's see what
Let's
see what would happen if the Wizards got Zion as you want them to.
We would be looking forward and not beyond.
Would you not be celebrating, rocking and rolling,
A year later, like, I'm reminiscing on the time we had in 2018. It's 2019.
That 2018 was not that long ago.
You know what? But you got to let it go.
Okay.
You know what you do? Eventually, they let it go.
They won a division title.
No. I saw you on Twitter, man. I saw you.
I was just. Do you see me every day reminiscing?
Somebody. Every day, I got to look at it.
Oh,
you know what? It was great
baby.
Last summer. You know, going to the Nats game, Stanley Cup being hoisted. You guys are taken away from the greatness.
Wait a second. If you're a Nats fan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know primarily you're a Yankees fan.
Stop snitching.
Just saying. You're a Nats fan.
Yeah. R.I.P. Bryce Harper. We miss you.
If the Nationals won a World Series this year, which clearly they're
and then the next year they weren't there. Guess what I don't do? You know what I don't do?
Oh, you wouldn't reminisce. You know what I don't think back.
You know what I don't do? I don't do. Check out what Derek Jeter did in 1996 when he made this catch.
That's because it was 25 years ago.
But you know what? That's better than look at what I was doing last year. I was so happy. Now I'm depressed. Stop it.
Did they have social media 25 years ago? No.
That was an excellent point. That's the best point you ever made. I can't wait to see you bald.
Woo-wee. I'm not going to be bald because the Redskins are going to win
tweets,
seven games.
You not knowing what Taylor Ham is, tweeting.
Again, about, I do know what Taylor Ham is, and I knew what Taylor Gourmet was. I think they're out of business. Taylor Ham, I've heard of. Pork roll, I've never heard of.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard of pork roll.
Pork roll is Taylor Ham.
But I've never heard of pork roll. I've heard the term Taylor Ham.
Then why is
I've
it that
heard
when
the brand Taylor
okay,
Ham?
Okay, then
I've
why is it that when a Taylor Ham was put in front of your
ham
face?
Ham is different than pork roll.
Oh my gosh. So why is it that when a Taylor Ham was put in front of your face
and
it looked foreign?
And it's a Taylor pork roll. JP Finley brought it in.
That's
your
like
TV
saying,
brethren.
Oh,
he brought
what's
in
this
a couple
peanut
of,
butter and jelly sandwich because somebody called
well,
it a PB&J?
Well, again, no.
Yeah.
You would call it peanut butter and have it be molasses.
What?
I'm just trying to come up with...
What are you talking
that's
about?
What I'm saying is, you wouldn't call it Taylor Ham if then on the packaging you called
it said
it
Taylor.
Pork roll.
On
it
that packaging, it's a big thing that says Taylor.
It says pork roll, damn it.
The Taylor...
If you want it to be called Taylor Ham, call it Taylor Ham.
Taylor Ham is a pork roll.
If you want it to be called Taylor Pork Roll, call it Taylor Pork Roll.
It's a Taylor Ham, which is technically a pork roll. That's what Taylor Ham is, and you should know that.
How am I supposed to know
because
that?
Because you said you're from Jersey.
I'm not from Jersey. I'm from Eastern Long Island. We ate like normal human beings
Jersey,
there. We ate
Long
chicken
Island,
gumbo,
Staten
Parmesan.
Island, same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
New
is.
New Jersey's like
all
a different
three
world.
Were landfills.
Staten Island wanted to secede from New York City, for
what
God's sake.
What are you talking
wanted
about?
Wanted to become a different country at one point.
How do you know that?
I know this because I'm old, Miles.
And you're not that old, and you still...
I used to drive every day past the Athabasca.
The what?
The Athabasca.
What?
The Athabasca.
You make stuff up.
The Athabasca was the worst garbage dump and landfill. Landfill is now gone. We're replaced by Jim Jester and Alex Slows. It was the worst smelling garbage landfill in the history of America.
You know what? That's like the foul stuff coming out of your mouth right now.
There's
that's
no foul
what that
stuff
is.
Coming out of my mouth.
Everything
it's
you
just
say.
Sweetness.
And if you
just music to my ears,
I swear to you, if I wake up tomorrow,
it's like
and
the
I
Canadian
turn on
national
Twitter,
anthem that you don't apparently pay any attention to
if,
and have
if
any
I
respect
turn
for.
On Twitter tomorrow.
By the way, tweet at Chris Miles TV, you Canadian friends of mine. He doesn't have any respect for your song.
I like Kawhi Leonard.
He's you like Kawhi Leonard? What kind of answer is that?
That's the only thing in Canada that's cool.
That's the only thing you like about Canada. You don't like the Maple Loafs?
They're the Leafs.
Oh, sorry.
Justin Bieber?
Biebs!
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back...
Wait a sec! You know this is the best segment we've ever done?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna go... He thinks Canada's great. I think there's nothing to it. That's what we're talking about next.
And we have to get to my number one thing that I want to happen, because I don't know what I want to happen.
You know what I want to happen?
I might have to agree with you.
I want you to shave your head before that.
No, I'm not going to do that. I might actually have to agree with you.
That's great.
I might. Although I might have a different answer in 3 minutes.
Chris Miles, Chris Russell, also known as the CNC Sports Factory. That and according to Chad Dukes.
Gonna make you sweat!
Don't do that.
Oh, sorry.
No falsetto from you. Okay, you said we were gonna get along and agree here. We got a few minutes.
All right.
So bring it to me.
So you want my number one thing, or do you want me to keep beating you up about Taylor Ham not being the same as pork roll? What do you want?
You're losing that. Just like you're going to lose your hair to this bet.
I'm not going to lose my hair. The Redskins are going to win 7 games. I have full faith in Bruce and the boys.
Lord have mercy.
I am a true dye-in-the-wool Redskins guy.
I know.
I believe in the fiber of my every fiber of my heart that Bruce Allen and Jay Gruden and the boys are going to get it done this year to save my hair, to spare my hair. Not to try and actually become a competent franchise.
Get it done. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by get it done?
They're going to get it done. They're going to win at least 7 games.
Seven,
yeah,
seven games.
Seven,
getting it done.
Yeah, I mean, around here, more than seven is a good season.
But the draft was an A plus.
I gave it a B plus because I'm a little bit of a negative Nelly.
I think Nancy is what you were looking
for. Nancy would be the female version.
So
Nelly would be the male
about?
Version, right?
What's going on here? Because this is about to go sideways.
Okay. We get along about a lot of things. We do.
Yeah, so you said you had something for me.
No, I was going to tell you what my number one thing was.
What's your number one thing?
My number one thing.
It happened before or on July 1st.
Right.
In sports.
It's got to happen before or on July 1st, right?
And don't give me this go back in history. Caps win the Stanley Cup. I will kick you. What you got?
The number one thing I want to see happen before or after July, before July 1st, right? I want to see, this is going to sting. I want to see the Carolina Hurricanes win the Stanley Cup.
What?
I want to see a bunch of jerks win the Stanley Cup. Why? Why? You say why? Because I like the fact that they pissed off the old guard. I like the fact that they told Don Cherry to basically go kick rocks, pal. Do you know who Don Cherry is?
Yeah, he has great suits.
Hockey Night in Canada, right? Weird, wacky
suits.
No,
that's in America.
No, it's Hockey Night in Canada.
Canada doesn't exist.
It does exist. You just pay no mind. You think Canada is Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard is Canada.
Canada is
Kawhi.
Well, right now he is. I wonder if Masai Ujiri or whatever his name is going to continue to be Canada.
You got it correct. You say whatever his name is.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I wonder if he's going to still be Canada. We're going to talk about him next hour,
you think he's
okay?
going to come to our nation?
I don't
capital.
Know. We're going to talk about that. But here's the one thing. Here's the reason why. It has nothing to do with the fact that they eliminated the Washington Capitals, right? The Capitals, I think, eliminated themselves, but that's neither here nor there. I understand this is not a popular sentiment, right? But I don't have any, like Nationals fans are going to say, I want Davey Martinez fired. I don't want Davey Martinez fired because I don't think it's Davey Martinez's fault.
Let's get this straight. I said that as a DC sports person,
yes,
you can have anything you want happen. And you chose for a team south of us to randomly win the Stanley Cup. So what I'm saying to you is, I said Zion Williamson to come here.
Well, I couldn't take that.
But here's what
I didn't want Davey Martinez fired. I didn't want Mike Rizzo fired.
Again, what? Why is it all negative
Nancy? I mean, you want
Nancy?
Me to say, hey, I want a relief pitcher? How boring
is
that?
How about I want the Nats to turn it around and to be in first place?
Okay. The Nationals, I've had this in
15 and 22.
Yeah, 15 and 22.
That's not terrible.
Okay, by July 1st, what is that? Roughly another 35-ish games?
Yeah, let's go. Do the math.
Probably 40 games before July 1st,
40
right?
games. 30
so
and 10.
If the Nationals, all right, here's the thing. For the D.C. audience, if the here's what I would like. I would love for the Nationals to be, if they play 40 games, let's just use 40 games as an approximate barometer, right? I would love for them to be, let's call it 28 and 12. 28
Wonderful.
And 12.
Wonderful.
16 games over 500.
Yeah.
In that span, which, Miles, because you're a brilliant, brilliant man. 16 games over 500 in that span from now until July 1st
would
get them to what? 9 games over 500 right around, mm-hmm. again, the start of July, right? Let's just call it July
1st. First in the NL East.
Right. I don't know if it would be first place in the NL East, but it would certainly be, A, a whole hell of a lot better than what it's been, and B, we would have something interesting to talk about during the month of July as we build that bridge, as we build that pedestrian bridge to Richmond and Redskins training camp. So, if you're going to crap all over me and poo-poo my idea of the Carolina Hurricanes rocking the world,
I like this one
and upsetting
a lot better.
Don Cherry and those bunch of jerks and the celebration things that they have that they don't do now during the playoffs, which kind of sucks because I kind of liked it. It was fun. I kind of like rebellious young men, as long as you're doing it legally, taking control of their own destiny. As long as you're doing it legally in sports, Miles. I see your face.
I don't know what's
rebellious
happening.
Rebellious young men, meaning the Carolina Hurricanes, mostly
Why
young players.
Why are you talking about the Carolina Hurricanes?
Because you asked me what I want to see happen
as
before July 1st.
DC.
What was I? I gave you the Nationals, but my first answer was
Why?
I want to see the Carolina Hurricanes
That's
win the
absurd.
Stanley Cup.
Absurd.
Why?
That's almost as bad as you
saying. Who would you rather see, the San Jose Sharks? Screw them.
I would rather say the Caps are done, so I'm out on that.
Okay, well, that's you. That's not me.
That's like saying, you know, like, what I want?
Unlike most people.
You know what I want before July 1st? I want the Houston Rockets to win the championship.
Yeah.
Who cares? Forget them.
Yeah. Well, you can. And that would not be absurd because you know what? Everybody's tired of the Golden State Warriors.
What?
They are.
No.
Yes.
You know who's not tired of Golden State Warriors?
ESPN.
The Curry family.
Well, yeah. But
that's all I got.
But you could say that. I could say, all right, how about this? If I said I want Giannis, the Greek freak.
Ah, now you're talking.
To win
now
an NBA.
Speak.
Oh, that's good.
You finally said
oh,
something.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah.
You
said
you wanted
but
to be
God
friends.
Forbid, how dare you pick a sport as non-existent as the NHL and the stupid Carolina Hurricanes?
No one said all of that, but you know what the difference is? You know what the difference is?
Giannis is somebody that
you
people know and care about.
You said you were
going
to say something we could agree upon and be friends, and you lied to me. And you know what I do with liars? I cut him off.
Okay.
We're going to go take another commercial break when we come
Why?
Back. Why? I'm going to let you know that we're nope.
All right, here's how
I'm going to cook you some Taylor ham.
Here's how I'm going to side with you.
Cook me some Taylor.
Here's how I'm going to agree with you.
Eggs and cheese.
Somebody said put it on an everything bagel. Like, I guess do you fry it up, right?
How do you not know how to cook Taylor ham?
Because I've never had it.
You had it today.
I had like one half a
then
little
you
piece.
Had it. What was
I had
it?
One little
when you
half
had
a
it.
Piece. It was crusty and crumbly.
Don't be that.
It was
one.
In the air fryer. What do? You put
you know
it in a frying
happen?
Pan? Like spam? I've had that horrible
don't
stuff.
Don't compare Taylor ham to spam.
I know, I'm not. I mean, spam is awful.
You like salami?
Yes, of course.
Taylor
look
ham?
At my body. Does it look like I... Body by salami, for God's sakes.
Man, Taylor ham is like... it's like salami.
Do you like
steroids.
Prosciutto?
No.
No.
Salami is good.
Of course not. Of course not. Prosciutto is like Italian salami.
I know exactly. I'm from New York.
And you know Taylor ham.
And prosciutto. Yeah, I know
and
what that
Taylor
is.
And Taylor ham and pork roll is the same damn thing.
Oh, no one calls it pork roll.
All right, here's where how am I going to agree with you. I want Zion here. I want Zion here so bad so I have something good to talk about. That's all I care about. I'll never go to another Wizards game probably. I haven't been to one since before Gilbert Arenas wielded a gun.
Are you serious?
I went to one game. One game.
You didn't go to the playoff game.
Nope.
In the series against the Celtics.
Not at all.
How about the Hawks?
I watched them all. Never went.
You didn't go to playoffs when Paul Pierce was here?
Nope.
You are a failure.
Nope.
And I mean that.
Nope. Been to every Capitals playoff game.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Alex Ovechkin's great.
It's just not my thing.
What?
It's not my thing.
You can go to both. You don't have to pick one or the other.
I know, but it's not my thing. I'll let you go.
You know what you should do? For that, you should be banned from Ashburn and have to go to the Ravens. All next season.
I might have to do that.
That's where you're going to be. Tyrod Taylor's your guy.
Yeah, CK wants me to sign up for the Ravens radio job.
Oh, man, we're going to miss our... when we come back, you and I will continue to fight. That's all we're going to have.
Put up your
sports
Dukes.
Fights.
Not your Chad Dukes. Put up your Dukes.
That's it.
On Chad Dukes versus the world.
You're getting an
uppercut
like next.
Ooh, wow. Like Glass Joe from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Ding!
On the fan. I used to drive every day past the Arthur Kill.
The what?
The Arthur Kill.
What?
The Arthur Kill.
You make stuff up.
Body by Salami, for God's sakes. That was some pretty good production there. I like that.
The Taylor Ham Roostar, baby.
How do you not know what the Arthur Kill is?
The what?
The Arthur Kill.
The what?
The Arthur Kill.
Taylor Ham, the Roostar.
Taylor Ham is different than pork roll. If it wants to be called Taylor Ham, damn it, put Taylor Ham on the package instead of pork roll.
Well, if you want to be called Roostar, you're going to have to walk around with a star on the top of your forehead.
Well, I didn't want to be called Roostar. You anointed me Roostar.
Exactly. So now you got to wear a star.
Okay. That's fine.
Once you go bald.
You want to put a star on my head? Whatever. I mean, they're going to shave my head.
Yeah,
when,
and we can get you
when
a
the
star
Redskins
tattoo.
Throw up all over themselves
so
and blame injuries for a third year in a row.
You admit that the Redskins are going to not win 70.
No. That's because Dwayne Haskins is here to save the day. Montez
what?
Sweat is here.
You just
Terry
said
McLaurin
earlier
is
tonight
here.
He's
Terry
not
McLaurin
play
is better
until
than
the
11th Sterling
week.
Shepard.
You said he wasn't going to play to week 11.
I can't see that, Alex. What is that? My eyesight is really bad.
Yeah, that's terrible. So what? Okay,
I can see something.
What
just,
week is Dwayne Haskins going to play
image.
Then? Because you said
I think he's going to play week 2 against the Dallas Cowboys in the home opener.
Mm.
Because I think what's going to happen is Jay and the coaching staff is going to win out, and they're going to go with Case Keenum over Colt McCoy, which is the way it should be and the way it has been and the way it will be. They're going to go with Case Keenum. He's going to win the starting job out of camp. He's going to look shaky, dicey, uneven, whatever the situation might be, in a 27-13 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's call it 27-17. Let's just call it that. He's going to throw for less than 200 yards. He's going to get sacked four times. Maybe he'll get injured, whatever the situation might be. The Redskins' offense will look out of rhythm. And then there's going to be all sorts of pressure. All sorts of pressure, Miles. Are you watching yourself on TV? Is that what you're doing?
Actually, yes.
He's so vain. He comes in here earlier, and in front of CK, he takes a picture of himself in front of the TV, himself on TV, and himself in front of the damn TV.
That's not how it happened.
I think that's how it happened.
It was a selfie in front of the mic to show, look, doing radio, same time, on TV. Awesome.
That's not how exactly I processed it. It was...
We're not Twitter friends.
It was, look at me. I'm... The big star.
What?
Look at me. Isn't that cool?
No, you're the roost star.
No. Well, I might be the roost star. You're the TV star. How about that? You have multiple outlets chasing you around.
Can we get to the point at hand?
Let's
Can we talk Nats a little bit?
I thought we were going to talk NBA.
You want to talk Nats? How about that? Let's talk NBA. You tell me what you want to talk.
Let's talk NBA and Nats. How about that? We can do both. We're talented.
Bryce Harper, baby, come back. Okay, you go.
Okay, hang on a second. That's the second reference you've made to Bryce Harper. And now you sang a song. So do you think Bryce Harper would fix all of the Nationals' problems?
I know it sounds crazy. Yes and no.
Yes and no doesn't sound crazy.
It's not like he's going to go...
It would have sounded crazy if you would have said yes.
It's not like he's going to go into the bullpen and fix the fact that they have the worst bullpen in baseball with a 6.29 ERA.
Correct. It's not very good.
He's not very good.
In a 6-0 game last night, they had to bring in Sean Doolittle for a 4-out save for crying out loud.
So, I mean, there's that part of it that I'm like, eesh.
Right.
But on the flip side of it, I look at the Nats in 2018.
Yes.
As far as what they were able to produce runs-wise, look, they were 8th in baseball.
Okay? Last year. Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible considering their injuries and considering
you
most
know where
people
this year?
They're like 26th, I want to say.
That's all I'm saying.
Right, but now how much of that was, like, Harper clearly had a very good second half of the season. I would say the last half of July, really from the All-Star, maybe a little bit before the All-Star break, certainly from the All-Star break and on, when most people, quite honestly, gave up on the Nationals because they could just never get over that hump of being one game over, one game under, at 500, whatever. So I don't know how much you take from a full season of statistics, but clearly they were a better offense, I think, last year than they are certainly this year, right? That doesn't mean that they can't recover, that they can't rebound when they get Trey Turner back. They just got Rendon back. Who knows what to think about Zimmerman.
But that's kind of the point.
Right.
They're
not replacing Harper is the bottom line.
Yeah, when you have Bryce Harper in a lineup, it's kind of like, okay, we're missing this guy. But you still have Bryce Harper there to take that pressure off.
Right.
So when he you consider, okay, he's gone, there's a big hole, there's pressure on other guys.
Is like, he taking pressure off of Rhys Hoskins and... Jean Segura? I think it's Jean Segura.
You read all the articles out of Philly,
why do I keep
and that's what they're
call
saying.
Jean.
They're like, look, he's opening up opportunities for these other guys who are bombing away.
I wouldn't dispute that he's not doing that, right? And marketing-wise and as an attraction.
Where
were
the Phillies in runs scored last year?
Well, they had an awful last August and September.
22nd.
Right.
Where are they this year?
Right. I got it. But
ninth.
I'm not saying that Bryce Harper wouldn't help the Nationals. I guess what I'm asking, forget the bullpen. the bullpen is just a disaster.
Atrocious.
That has nothing to do with Bryce Harper. The only thing that I would say, I guess that it could have something to do with Bryce Harper, is if you had Bryce Harper in your lineup with all of these injuries, or even if you were remotely healthy and you still had Bryce Harper, maybe you wouldn't have to rely on your bullpen as much. But maybe if the starting pitchers wouldn't constantly get in trouble in the sixth or seventh inning,
well,
and maybe if they could get through six-plus innings, maybe if they can get into the eighth on a fairly regular basis, that would be nice.
But that's okay. I see what you're saying there in the sense that,
I mean, Corbin pitched great last night. Seven innings, though, right? Which is fine. And by today's standards, fine. When I was growing up, again, and I'm a little bit older than you, seven innings was like, whatever.
Yeah, but it's a new day and age. It is.
I know.
So I would say that if you're the Nats and you're, what, how many games we are into this season? 29?
Well, they're 15 and 22. They're 37 games in.
All right, with 37 games into the season, you got seven wins.
Yes.
Seven of your 39 wins between Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, and Patrick Corbin.
They need more of them.
That's what I mean. So I can look at all the other factors. Like Max Scherzer's ERA is the highest since 2011.
Right.
You're thinking that's going to turn around. You look at Steven Strasburg, 3.71. Same as it was last. That's about his career.
And I mean, he was very good before the seventh inning last night on Tuesday night.
I mean,
very good.
That's what you should expect from him,
right?
You know, in that range. And then Patrick Corbin, he's 3-1.
Yeah,
he's 3-1.
But I would say before last night, Patrick Corbin did not strike me as really good here. So
malarkey.
He was fine.
He's had two or three really good starts.
He did.
Yeah, go look it up.
Before
go type your little fingers.
Okay,
you're gonna find one or two in there. Okay.
All right. I'm going to type it up.
He's been their best starting pitcher.
Choking.
I mean, and if you want to look at the Nats as far as
best starting pitcher, maybe by wins and losses.
Exactly. Maybe. Wins, losses, ERA.
Last night he was great, right? 3-1 with a 3.2 ERA after last night, right?
Uh-huh.
Before this.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay.
You're going to find one. You're going to find a gym in there.
His last start before last night.
No, go to the one before that.
Right. His last start before last night was six innings against the...
Go find a quality
innings,
one.
Six innings, three earned runs against the Phillies.
Go find
May
a good
4th.
One. I'm trying to just...
Against St. Louis, a game I was at on a
go
Monday
find a good
night,
one.
He gave up six earned runs in one inning
go find
and
a good
over
one.
Five innings. I'm trying to find a good one.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
No, you're not.
Six innings in Colorado, not bad. Three runs, two earned. That's not bad. That's not great.
You're going to go through each one of them. How about you
there
just
was,
pick out the best
There
one?
Was the best start he had was against San Francisco.
There you go.
Which is a light-hitting lineup. 7 2/3, one earned run, two hits. That was his best start before last night. Seven innings against the Pirates, one earned run. Again, the Pirates
are... That's two.
Okay.
You just pointed to two.
Okay. I mean...
That's 14 innings, two runs.
He's been fine. He's been fine. He hasn't been
great. He's been their best pitcher.
Listen.
He's been their best pitcher. And that's the...
Strasburg, I would say, has been more dominant. Maybe Corbin has been more consistent.
There you go.
That's fine.
I would call the consistent guy the best.
Corbin has been fine. He's been good.
He's been good.
He hasn't been great. Last night, I would say he was closer to great because that's a really good lineup.
I would
that's
say
that's a
been,
really good team in a must-win
how about
spot.
This? He's been
I don't
good,
consider Pittsburgh
almost really good.
I know Pittsburgh's above 500. I don't consider Pittsburgh a great offense by any stretch. And certainly nobody should ever confuse the San Francisco Giants as being a good offense. Nobody should ever.
But the point that I'm making to you is simply you have three pitchers that have been good enough to get more than seven wins.
That's, I would agree with you.
That's what I'm saying.
I would agree.
So
but we don't judge everything just based on wins and losses when it comes to starting pitchers, right?
But the point that, you look at the bullpen, atrocious. It's been a monstrosity. It's the worst thing in the universe, okay? Worst thing.
Yes.
But if they could hit the ball, if they could provide
right,
more
which brings
support.
Us back to what you said originally, which is Bryce Harper and baby come back.
Yeah.
You
no
want Bryce Harper back, and I get it, Bryce Harper would help, but he wouldn't solve all of this team's problems. He wouldn't make up for Rendon, Trey Turner, Ryan Zimmerman, and down years so far by Dozier, who I know has had a couple of moments of life.
But see, the thing is,
Soto
he wouldn't,
was
but he would.
Kind of off to a slow start.
He wouldn't, but he would. Because all of these guys, and this is the point that I'm making to you when you just say, oh, we don't need Bryce Harper. Yeah, you do.
I didn't say we don't need Bryce Harper. I'm
pressure.
Just saying he wouldn't fix all the problems.
Fix a lot of them in that lineup.
Fix some of them. How about that?
A lot.
He'd fix some.
A lot.
Some.
Say the words.
Some.
A lot.
Some.
How many problems could Bryce Harper fix?
Some.
A lot. We have it. Wait, let's try it again.
How do we wind up disagreeing on everything?
Because you agree with me.
It's a matter of like semantics. You're like, oh, Bryce Harper would fix all of
the
problems.
It's a matter of
Bryce Harper's, they've already got his plaque in Cooperstown ready.
Why did I say all? I said
he's having a great year. He's hitting .231.
You see, that's your problem.
With six home runs. Seven.
Seven.
Whatever.
And 30 RBI.
Whatever. He should have 30 RBI with all that. He's got JT Realmuto, Rhys Hoskins, Gene Segura,
How are all they doing? How are all those guys doing?
Doing all right.
You know why?
They're doing pretty good. Just because they suck individually, but Bryce Harper just christened them with the magic pill, right? With the magic touch.
I'm just saying, when you put someone like that in the lineup, it helps everyone.
Of course. I'm not denying that.
And when you take someone like that out,
he's got. I mean, those guys have got some talent. Those guys have got some talent.
Here's a question for you. Before Bryce Harper came to D.C., how many times the Nationals been in the playoffs?
None.
How many times have been in playoffs last 7 years?
Four. How many division series did they win?
That's you know what? How many has Mike Trout won?
None. But everybody would consider him the best player in baseball.
Mike Trout has none.
That's fine, but not everybody values the same thing. I do value winning in October.
You know what we're going to do next? We're going to switch to the NBA. You lucky we ran out of time.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, we are way late.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You talk a lot.
It's like you trying to get to school. Always late. On time over here.
I'm like school in the summertime. I got
Hey,
no
you know,
class.
We could have history this Sunday in the NBA. Be great to talk to you with that about that next.
Ooh, I like that tease. Because I have no idea what you mean.
So, Rooster, this could be a historic Sunday in the NBA. Golden State Warriors, Houston Rockets play tonight. If the Houston Rockets win that game, we could have three game sevens on Sunday. It'll be only the second time in the last 20 years. You had three game sevens in the same day. Last time that happened was 5 years ago.
You would have Philadelphia, Toronto.
Ding.
Golden State and Houston.
Ding.
And Denver, Portland, right?
That's Look the other at series. You. Right? Can we get a round of applause for Ruth Star? Get all the NBA
Let me
games
ask you
right.
this.
What do you want to know?
Why wouldn't the NBA. I mean, I get the whole idea of a three-game seven Sunday. I mean, they would just dominate in the ratings and all that stuff. Why wouldn't the NBA want to spread out the love, the joy a little bit, and have, like, game seven of Philly-Toronto tomorrow? Because they played last night. They could play tomorrow night in prime time or late afternoon or whatever. Why wouldn't they do that? Is that a building issue? Is that a just how they want to do it structurally issue? Or any idea?
That's a great question. But to me, I look at it, own a Sunday.
Right,
you can't get Sundays during the NFL season.
That's
Let's
true.
Be real.
That's true.
If you're the NBA, you start in October.
That's true.
Everyone's ignoring you on Sunday, Mondays.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I work those nights. I know the numbers.
For good
They're
reason,
true.
Obviously.
Right. Then you get to March Madness.
Right.
And you can't really own Sundays. And then randomly, there are a lot of Sundays that are owned by other sports. It happens all the time.
Like NASCAR.
When you get to May and
baseball,
June,
the NHL,
they can own a couple of Sundays.
Okay.
And,
see that.
You know, people complain about these late night games.
Yeah.
You start them at 3:30.
Yeah.
You get them going. And it's wonderful.
So that's what they would do. They would have the first game at 3:30.
That's right now.
The second game at 6, and then the third game at like 9-ish.
They're trying to figure out what happens with Houston, Golden State. Then they'll get that together.
Gotcha. All right. Chris Miles with me, the Rooster.
You like your new name?
Yes, absolutely. We're kind of bouncing all over the place. We've kind of fought a little bit. We've had a little bit of fun. We've talked a little baseball. We've talked a little...
Bryce Harper, we miss you.
Bryce Harper, that's the third reference that Miles has made. Miles, a Nationals fan, wants Bryce Harper back desperately. Thinks Bryce Harper would solve the National
debt. I didn't say that. See, here you go.
And the Nationals' problems.
Why do you go that far?
Just saying. Now, your main squeeze, your main thing is the NBA. We've kind of touched on the Wizards potentially winning the lottery, right?
9% chance, baby. Get excited.
And even if they don't win the lottery, what did you say? There was a 35% chance of a top four.
Get your numbers
37%
up.
37% top four,
37.8.
Right?
So it's
is there
to
four
38.
Really good players in this draft, do you think, or no?
I think
franchise-defining guys.
Here's what's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If we look historically at the NBA draft,
right,
we always focus on this guy, like the top two or three.
Right.
And then there's always that kid that's taking
10 like Giannis or Kawhi.
Watch this list. Just off the top of my head.
Right.
Giannis, Kawhi.
Giannis was
Paul George,
13 overall or 14? 15. Okay.
I believe 15.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson.
Yep.
The list is Paul George.
Yep.
The list is long. Technically,
yeah.
Devin Booker now
as
being at least an elite talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think this draft is like that. I think this draft has a kid that there's this French kid. I can't say his name yet.
That's going to go over real well here. I mean, they don't even have a GM. If they take a French kid that nobody can pronounce
he's
the name
not
of
coming here, but
and
the
nobody
that,
knows,
the point
you know
that
Wizards
I'm making,
fans are going to go crazy.
The point that I'm making is that kid will likely be, he'll go 10th or 11th in his draft and be the best player.
Ooh, really?
Like that's the kind of thing that I think is going to happen. Zion's an amazing talent.
Mm-hmm.
There are some deficiencies in his game.
What is the top deficiency in your opinion?
Shooting.
Just his outside perimeter
shot,
shooting?
The form,
why would you use him in that role? I know it's a stretch game.
Because that's the way everyone plays.
Right. But, I mean, you can't, like, doesn't everybody always say a coach, a scheme, whatever?
His position in the NBA is a point forward.
Right.
He
has to have a stretch game to be a point forward,
not
right?
Not necessarily.
No.
So, when he played with Team USA prior to Duke, to me, people didn't get to see his best game at Duke, by the way. Watching him play with Team USA, he ran the offense. Look at how Draymond Green is used. Now, I don't compare the two players. They're not the same.
Right.
But how Draymond Green grabs the rebound, gets the ball.
He can dribble in transition up
going.
The court, right? And he can ignite the fast break ignite the offense.
Zion Williamson, at his size, will come into the league as one of the fastest players.
I don't dispute any of that. I know how damn good he is driving to the hole around the paint area. But if you're saying that if he's going to be like an all-time great, an all-time difference maker, he's
got to
really be
young.
Able to shoot and knock down the 15-foot jump shot on a consistent basis, right?
I think he can shoot that 15-footer, the three-point range.
Just not going to do.
It's going to take him years.
So you think he'll ultimately come in and do a lot of great things and be a franchise changer, but maybe not a guy that completely revolutionizes the game and a franchise's existence, i.e. the Knicks or the Wizards or whatever?
So there's a player he reminds me of a lot that no one's making this comparison because they really don't give him any credit for the way he plays. Aaron Gordon in Orlando. People don't even know who he is. Two-time.
I've heard of him.
You see him in a dunk contest.
Yeah.
Amazing athlete. But the thing about the NBA is
that big?
Gordon's bigger than Zion as far as height.
Oh, height.
Yeah.
Okay, but he's not like 270, right?
No one.
Right.
No one. You cannot make a comparison to Zion's weight.
All right, I'm going to ask a ridiculous question. How does Zion as a young man, what is he, 20?
He's 19.
20,
I think he's
19.
20 now.
How does he compare to when LeBron first entered the league?
No comparison.
Because LeBron struggled with the perimeter jump shot, too.
Okay, LeBron's first game, he almost had a triple-double. He scored 25
points.
No,
I get it.
And his first shot was a baseline jumper.
Right, but
struggled.
But LeBron
is a relative term.
LeBron did struggle with the perimeter jump shot, right?
As far as shooting the three,
yeah.
But he could hit the mid range. The shots are nowhere near.
So he's going. I mean, I wasn't saying Zion was better than LeBron or whatever.
Yeah, no.
I was trying to establish like if Zion has a 12-15 footer that he can depend on, he can be very successful. But he, to your point, if he doesn't have a 15-plus footer. Even if it's not a great three-point shot, if he doesn't have the 15 to, 19-foot jump
Zion
shot?
Zion Williamson's 18.
He's only 18, right?
He's 18.
I thought he was... Okay.
He'll be 19 in July. So by the start of next season, he'll be 19. He's 18 years old.
He's got a lot of room to grow.
If you really think about that, there are some kids that are elite talent that they're older than him now right. going into their freshman year.
Right.
They're older than him now as they are about to go to college, and he's about to go to the NBA.
If the Wizards get him, how many games do the Wizards win without John Wall, likely for the entire year, but with Bradley Beal?
Here's what's crazy. If they get the number one pick and they get Zion in the East,
yeah,
with the pieces they already have on this team, I look at him as it's an elevated level of what Thomas Bryant brings to the table.
Right. So it would basically mean Thomas Bryant wouldn't be re-signed.
No, I think you have them both. I think you play Thomas Bryant at center.
Well, okay.
You have two energy guys.
Okay.
Teams kill for that.
I want to explore that a little bit more. Plus the new GM, whoever that might be, we'll have to find that out.
I'm going Tim Connelly from Denver.
Oh,
that's my guy.
I was going to tease that. I was going to tease that, Miles.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. We can get into LeBron James as well. There's this weird power struggle in Los Angeles. They don't have a head coach.
Yeah.
The owner is weird.
Magic Johnson said, I quit.
Right. And now everybody wants him to trade LeBron. And Meta World Peace is trying to advocate to be the head coach over there. So I want to ask you about that because
you remember the head coach that was there, sexual assault charges.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now he's in Sacramento.
Think about that. No one even talks about that. If your head coach, was fired and it's going to take another job and there were sexual assault charges, normally that's the top story.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. And now Frank Vogel might be the head coach out there. So we're going to ask you about that. Plus, where is KD going to wind up? Where is Kyrie Irving going to wind up? And a whole bunch more. Who's going to win these potential closeout games? Chris Miles is our NBA expert. You can see
him. Remember, Giannis is the answer to everything.
On NBA TV. Of course, NBC Sports Washington. And now on 106.7 The Fan. Speaking of 106.7 The Fan, I've got the latest sports flash.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.